and Ryan, and we know that you're dying to hear what we have to say. Today, I say we hear what we have to say. Today, it's the blank. Fill it in. Fill it in.
Damn.
I'm like, what the fuck was that? And I look back in my mirror and I see the flash again. It looks like, I can't see for sure, but it looks like it's pointing at the back of my car.
Weird.
I'm like, strange. Is that like a, is that a confrontational type of thing? Should I have gotten out of my car and be like, hey, my man, what the fuck? Because I just thought that was strange. I wasn't doing anything wrong.
Did you run a red light or anything?
No, it was just a little street.
Weird.
I wasn't speeding.
Maybe you thought you were cute.
I doubt it.
Why do you doubt that?
I don't know. I mean,
I think you're cute.
Do you take pictures of everything you find cute? It's your weird ass.
No, but I think a lot of people do.
All right. God. But all I'm saying is, all he's gonna see is just me, just one hand on the wheel, me just snapping with my other, blasting my song.
That's weird.
Yeah,
that's weird. Odd, that's right? Downtown for you, though.
Yeah, that's downtown. Honestly, I mean, I guess it's odd. You know, it was a good song too.
Maybe he was like, I don't know. I don't know what explanation he would have for
what song it was.
Yeah, but you think by like taking a picture of it, you think?
Or just, you know.
Maybe he works for, like, the MTO.
Maybe he heard the song. Maybe he's like, I wonder. And then he just, like, snaps a picture to see, to get the feeling of me listening to the song.
Okay, so let's say this happens.
Yeah.
He works for the Ministry of Transportation in Ontario.
Okay.
He looks up your license plate number.
Yeah.
He finds your address.
Yeah.
Goes to your house.
Yeah.
Knocks on your door.
Yeah.
You open the door and you're like, hello?
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, I saw you on college the other day.
Yeah.
And you were playing a really cool tune.
Right.
And I just wanted to know what song that was.
Yeah.
What do you say?
I'll say, listen, I understand you like the song. I appreciate it. Here's the deal. I'm going to tell you the name of the song. But if you ever pull up like this again, I will fuck you up. All right? Plain and simple.
Got it. No, yeah. That's a good way to do it.
I think so. Yeah. Like, I will beat the shit out of you. Don't do that. Don't do that to anyone. You're lucky I'm a nice guy. So I'm giving you like a notice. Because if it was anyone else, they'd beat the shit out of you.
Oh, yeah.
This is Toronto, baby. Definitely. You don't mess around like that.
Definitely.
So fair warning. That's all. You want to know what song it was?
What song was it?
Where my ladies at? I say, where my ladies at?
Oh, the big tune.
Let's find somewhere we can go crazy at. And for you, I'll be a maniac. Hey, 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 hey.
What if it was Lupe?
And I'll be on the sidelines rooting for my dime, holding my sign, and they say.
What if it was Lupe?
Go, baby. Hoo, hoo. Go, baby. Hoo, hoo. Go, baby.
People actually don't like that. Some people don't like that song. Yeah.
I think it's an underrated song.
I was on Reddit the other day, and I was on the.
Jesus Christ, of course you were.
I was on
guy,
like the loop.
Goddamn Reddit. Fucking Reddit.
I gotta get off Reddit.
Oh, my God.
I got to get off Reddit. I really do.
It's a sickness.
It is. It's definitely a sickness. It reminds me of Facebook.
Why is that?
Just because it's like in another like social media, something that you can get addicted to. Some of the shit on Reddit is just fucking unnecessary.
Did you read this post about the Go Baby and then someone got into gender politics?
No, it was about the cringiest Lupe song out there.
And they picked that one?
And a couple people said Go Baby.
I don't know about that one. I don't want to care.
I don't want to care right now.
Yeah. That's pretty up there. That's like a, I don't think Lupe's proud of that one.
Interesting.
You don't think so?
No, I think everything he's ever produced ever created
Christ.
In his entire discography has been on par with the David statues in Florence.
All right. You know what? Let's just start off again. I apologize, everyone, that you had to hear whatever that was. Young World. Hi, I'm Carlos.
And I'm Ryan.
And this is The Blank with Carlos and Ryan. Welcome to another week, another edition, another episode. Thank you for joining us. We are here again. for another craziness, wildness, or just
another one.
Another one, in the words of the great Khalid Khalid. Yeah. You know that's his name. First name and last.
Oh, really?
It is.
Sick. Mm.
Just had to say, you know, the mom just said, heard them for one name, and then she's like, another one.
That dude's doing extremely well for himself.
He seems to be doing okay.
How can you, like...
He seems to be doing okay.
A little bit odd. He's a little bit odd.
He's a unique character.
But, you know, he's doing his thing, so I can't really hate on it. He's doing his thing. I can't hate on it.
You know how he makes his money? You know how he does it? So the reason why he doesn't, like, perform on his own songs and he gets all the other artists is basically he's getting the crappy songs that they didn't want to release for some of them. Like Drake, there was a few songs on there that he had that Drake put on the shelf, but then Kyle's like, yo, give me a few of these, I'll make it a hit. And then there's other options where Khalid does end up getting these artists together on one song. Mm-hmm. And the reason why it's so successful is because he's promoting it himself. So all these artists are working together and they don't promote these songs themselves. And
also he does it himself.
He does it himself. He promotes these songs. He goes out and does the interviews and shit. And it takes away from them the stress of them, you know, doing the promotions and doing the interviews about the song and blah, blah, blah.
I actually gained a lot more respect for DJ Khaled after hearing that. That's amazing.
Right? It's a great deal.
That's like the coolest thing ever in music. Yes. Because, like, think about how much artwork gets, like, put away from these artists. And they're just like, yeah, this isn't going to make it. Or, like, we don't know how to promote it. Or, like, the record label's like, yeah, this isn't a good song. Mm. Right? So they just put it to the side. And he comes out and goes, you know what? I'm going to make something out of nothing.
Yeah.
You know?
And then boom, bam, ba, pow, pow.
That's amazing.
That's pretty good.
Living the American dream.
Pretty good.
Wow. Good for you, man. That's sick.
Good for you.
Good I hope everyone just gained a little bit of respect for DJ Khaled. That's pretty dope.
DJ Khaled.
I had no idea.
Yeah. Anyway, you want to say hi to the children?
Happy Thursday, everybody. And happy Friday if you happen to be listening on a Friday.
Oh, that's nice.
And then happy Saturday.
Oh.
Because the weekend is here. It is Thanksgiving weekend.
It is, yeah.
I hope you be thankful.
Oh, shit.
And give a little. Maybe you get a little.
Oh.
Maybe you stuff turkeys.
Yeah.
From the back.
Gobble, gobble.
But
yeah.
No, thank you for listening in another week. You know, Carlos and I are definitely excited to be here for another week.
Are we not
going to
talk about what the hell you just did right there?
What are you talking about?
Okay.
But we do want to give a heads up, or at least first off, you know, happy long weekend for everyone who happens to be celebrating Thanksgiving. Yeah. I know it's not for everybody, but why does it look like I did my eyebrows in this shit?
Did you?
It's okay, I didn't.
You did.
I didn't.
No shame.
But, yeah, happy Thanksgiving for those who happen to celebrate. And if not, enjoy the long weekend if you're not happening to be working on the weekend. Mm. Just to give a heads up, I don't think there will be a full episode next week.
Maybe, maybe not.
Maybe not. Just to give
just
a heads up to everybody.
Minor.
I will actually be away on a work trip, unfortunately.
Tell them where you're
going. In the ATL, the...
A-Town.
King of Diamonds. The...
Can you not... Tell people that you are working at the strip club.
The pyramid. The city where the most ones are transferred over to because people keep pulling out ones.
Oh, yeah.
But I will be in the beautiful Atlanta, Georgia. Mm. Georgia.
Georgia.
Yeah, I'm out there for a conference. So unfortunately, I'll be missing next week's episode, but... Hopefully, I'll get some cool content. I'll try to take some cool pictures and stuff like that so we can post. I've never been to Atlanta before. I don't know if Carlos has.
Nope. I'd like to.
But we hear a lot about it. And, you know, obviously, great music.
I don't
think
they allow pictures in King of Diamonds, though.
Oh, no, I'm not. I'm not taking any. I'm not going to the King of Diamonds.
You
kidding me?
You said it. You brought it up. You said it. You said you're working out there. It's on the when it's on the internet, you can't take it
it's
back.
Over, yeah. I'm pretty much a stripper now.
Yeah.
That's no problem.
All right.
I don't see nothing wrong.
That's the rumor.
But hopefully get some cool photos, hopefully eat some cool shit out there. And, you know, Carlson and I definitely listened to a lot of Atlanta music growing up. Like, when I found out I was going on this trip, I actually looked up a whole bunch of old music that I was looking at. And, like, guys were like Luda, Jermaine Dupri, fucking Usher.
Usher is from Atlanta,
You know, like, it was crazy seeing the amount of stuff that came out of Atlanta.
Outkast.
Outkast, that really put an imprint on us. As young kids and like listening to the music and like, you know, copying the style. It's cool. So it's really cool being able to kind of go there. I'm hoping that I come up with some cool stuff that I have for next week or the week after. Yeah. So just a heads up, may or may not be an episode next week.
So also another heads up, he did invite me to go, and I did want to go. However, how do I say this bluntly? Nigga is broke and can't be flying right now. I need to work on my budget. I need a new bed. And beds ain't cheap.
No, they ain't cheap.
And man's broke the bed. Not broke. I didn't break it. It's just it's
goddamn.
Okay.
Goddamn.
Jesus Christ. Oh, for God's sake.
I wish
sake.
I had like those two spoons. You know the two spoons?
Yeah. Oh my God. The segment would have gone far too long. But man's need a bed. I've been shopping around. I've been hearing this one from Costco is the bomb diggity, so I might check that one out. That's my plan. I'm off next week and I have no idea what to do.
Yeah, it's too bad that you couldn't come. I think like we could have, you know, could have done some cool stuff.
Yeah.
You know, diamonds. But
I mean, you said you weren't going, but now you're suggesting that you.
No, I'm just throwing the word diamond out there. No problem.
But what does that imply?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
But you're implying something. All right. Go ahead.
We could have went to the strip club.
Oh, no. My God.
But yeah, I know.
Strip club? I'm there.
But yeah, I know. Bed's no joke, man. If there's anything that you got to spend your money on, you got to spend your money on a bed.
I'm trying to splurge. It's something that I'm going to use for a long time, so I figure.
Yeah. I don't know like if this is weird and a weird admission, but I actually have the same mattress that I've had since like high school. Like no joke.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I think people would find that weird because of like the longevity, but I mean, if it works, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. You know what
honestly,
I'm saying?
Like I try to do my due diligence and like vacuum it and try to clean it as much as I can. But yeah, if you spend a good amount of money on a bed, I don't remember how much the bed was, but it's actually lasted me this long and it's actually and still it's going
great.
And still working. So
you can judge all you want, bitch, but.
Well, you know how they say like there's things in life that you just spend the money on because you spend like. There's like the part of your day, you break down your day. So everyone has 24 hours in a day and then you spend 8 hours working, 8 hours, you know, on a desk or whatever you're doing, and then 8 hours sleeping.
Right.
So then through those 8 hours, the things that you use the most, especially for your body, like you should be spending the money or splurging the money for.
That's right.
So like when you're sleeping, specifically your bed, your pillow, I've even heard people say about like blackout curtains so that they can sleep better, things like that. Anything towards your health so that you're getting proper sleep.
Right.
If you work on your feet, then things like boots.
Yeah.
If you work in an office, kind of like what Carlos and I do during our, you know, our regular day, you know, get a good office chair, stuff like that. It's just really important. And I know that a lot of people probably know this stuff, but if you don't, honestly, it's worth the money. 100%. For sure.
And good springs.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, you bet.
Definitely.
That's what you need.
All right, then.
Good springs.
All right, then.
Yeah.
Okay.
You bet.
But yeah, no, definitely. I don't know. That's what I believe.
Top rope flying. Anyway, I need ideas of what to do next week. I'm trying to do a lot because I'm going to be home.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to do things, obviously, on a budget. I have a few ideas. Like, I want to go to a... There's a thing out in Milton. Like, have the leaves fallen yet?
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
So, like, somewhat, yeah. Somewhat. They're getting pretty...
Okay, so I think I'm going to go out to, like, Milton and check out, like, the forest out there.
Yeah.
And then do that during the day. Might go to... Is it the ROM that offers, like, deals on Tuesdays?
Yeah.
Yeah.
ROM, I think they normally have some deals on Tuesdays. And then for the art gallery, the AGO, I think it's free on Wednesdays.
Oh, okay. That must be the
so
one.
So if you want to go look at some art.
Yeah, I'll do that.
You can go look at it for free. So shout out to the AGO. I think it's one of the days they're in the week. You can go in for free. Mm. I think it's like after 5.
They close it's at, after 5.
I think it's after 5 and they close at 9. So it's still great. Honestly, the AGO is always a lot of fun. If you like art or even just are a little bit interested in it, you'll always see some cool shit out there. But yeah, no, there's a lot of stuff around Toronto, man. Like Toronto,
I'm trying to explore. I'm trying to see what's up in the city. You know what I mean? I haven't dived into the city. You know what I mean? So I'll be doing that. Shit, you might even get a review of a few places here and there.
Yeah, please.
So that's what I'm going to do. That's what I'm going to do next week.
Like, you know,
Carlos versus the city next week. Tune in.
like what I found out and what I'm excited about for next summer, I actually found this out recently, was at Christie Pitts Park. For those who know Christie Pitts, it's at Bloor and Christie, the main intersection. But they actually run a weekly theater night where this company, like a non-for-profit company, goes out and puts like this huge-ass green screen. Mm. And everybody in the park can just go pick a seat on the grass and then you watch a whole movie with the whole community.
Oh, I thought it was like a free like drama performance.
That'd be pretty cool.
That'd be pretty cool. Like a performance in the park type of thing.
That would be pretty cool.
We should do that. Just have like a little setup and just like do some recreations of famous scenes. Maybe the scene from Fresh Prince. Disney's recess scene when Gus comes to the school. You know, things like that. Scenes that really matter. But you know, that's a pretty good idea.
Yeah, that's a pretty cool idea. Pretty cool, no, right? No, and like Toronto has so many different things and like it's really easy to fall in love with the city. Especially if you put yourself in the community. So
Toronto!
I would say try to do that for next week. Yeah. You know, and come back with some cool stories. I would love to hear.
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. I might find someone that might take my picture in public and I might punch them in the face. I see you, bitch. And if you out there, motherfucker, I hope you're watching this, bitch.
Did you get a good
look?
Did you get a look?
Like a bald dude with like glasses. And he looked like he didn't have any kids. Hmm. It was like a creepy bald dude with glasses.
Very weird.
Very like darkish shirt, like patterned shirt. It was odd. I don't know.
Yeah.
He really grinded my gears.
Oh, damn.
It ruined my. I was listening to the song, so I'm just in there, one hand on the wheel, just go, baby, go. Okay, that was weird. I didn't do anything. I don't think I was doing anything wrong, but it was odd.
No, there's definitely some characters in
there. So, you know, it is what it is, Shouty. That's downtown Toronto for you.
Yeah.
I should avoid that at night next week. Definitely. Downtown at night. Da-dum-dum-da-dum.
Definitely.
But yeah, shoot, I might even do a spa day.
Yeah. You should.
Spa day.
Use up those benefits.
Go get a Groupon and then a benefits on top of that.
Yeah.
Huge.
I think like that's one like underrated thing. Like a lot of people don't take care of themselves like that. And then use up the benefits that they give you.
Yes.
You know, we're paying into that shit.
And they reuse it every year. Mm-hmm. It restarts every year. They take that money from you.
Yeah.
It's your money.
Literally.
Use it. You know?
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know.
But what about like the hyperbolic chambers that you've been going into?
Hyperbolic. It's just float therapy works just fine. Hyperbolic chamber. Okay,
training to be Goku and shit. Man,
like, I'm sorry. Do you see me doing instant teleportation now and shit? I wish. Hyperbolic. Yeah, I have one more thing because they gave it to me for free because I used like three in like 2 weeks.
Okay, amazing.
So I can use that whenever. I think before the end of the year.
Amazing. Is there like a social media hashtag that you can like
tag? I can tag
you
these.
Can tag these?
I'll tag them. Yeah. No, they're like really solid. They're a great service and super nice. Well, I mean, they're common shit. They work out of, you know, they also offer massages now. And apparently they do. So the thing I did what didn't count, but they do offer like float therapy, like insurance coverage.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah. So not bad.
Yeah.
And they do massages and they even do yoga.
Damn.
They do it all at Float there. Float Mark. Oh, I forget what it's called.
That stuff's really needed nowadays.
It's necessary. You know, especially you know, like, this age. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Stressed out.
Stressed out from work, social media, personal life. You need some R&R. You know what I'm saying? So I strongly encourage it. I know I sound like a fucking white chick named Bethany right now, but it's needed, y'all.
Definitely.
It's needed.
Definitely.
It's needed. Are we going to talk about what we did on Friday?
No.
Moving on.
No. What do we do on Friday?
It was karaoke night!
You know how much fun karaoke is? You almost forget how much fun that shit is.
That was absolutely super, you know what super I mean? Fun.
I think there's like a lot of people that don't like to do that. I feel like it's a pretty like extroverted activity.
It is.
But I think if you can like get into the comfort of it, you can really come out of your show.
Absolutely.
You know?
Like drinking, so drinking basically.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to drink and then come out of your show.
Yeah.
We sang a lot of tunes out there, man.
Yeah.
It was a nice place. It was like, I felt like walking in, it was like straight out of the movie Belly with all the lights and shit.
Oh, yeah.
It was like really cool. It was neat and I forget what's it called. SOSKTV, I think it's what it's called.
In Richmond Hill.
In Richmond Hill.
Go check that out. Highway 7.
Not bad. Not East a bad Beaver place. Creek. Great service. Nice people. You know.
Yeah, you feel like I felt like I was in Vegas somewhere.
Right. I'm not exaggerating. The lights were nuts in there.
Yeah.
It was a whole ass Christmas show in the goddamn place, and the rooms were solid. They were like really like fancy schmancy.
Yeah, but there's one thing that you can go do with your friends, definitely recommend it.
I'm 100%.
It's not as if you're like karaokeing in front of a whole bunch of people.
No, it's just you and your friends.
It's you and your friends. Turning and up. You guys are just having fun, right. Having drinks, things like that.
And if people hear you in the hallway, it's karaoke. Who cares?
Yeah, it's great.
God, what songs did we sing? Let Me Love You, Mr. Brightside.
Can You Stand the Rain?
Can You Stand the Rain was a good one.
Well, what is your, like, let's say...
My go-to?
Top favorite karaoke song, if you were to recommend
number one?
Anybody. Yeah, number
That's
one.
That's tough.
You are literally karaoke contest. You got to pick one song that you can do. What is a song that you would do?
Probably Dreams by Fleetwood Mac.
Wow.
Not Dreams. Yeah, is it Dreams? It is.
Wow.
Allison, is it Dreams? All right. That's Allison, our marketing director.
Yeah. Marketing director.
Allison, say hi.
Hello.
She says hi. But yeah, I don't know. Truthfully, the one song, that's tough. You know what? God. Wow, that's hard.
I wouldn't expect Fleetwood Mac from you, I'll be honest with you.
Well, I did it for the first time with Allison, the marketing director, and it was really fun. It was a lot of fun. It's a great song.
It's a great song.
But if I had to, it was probably Can You Stand the Rain.
Wow.
Yeah. It's probably the
song. It's a good song.
That's probably the song. What about you? What's your go to?
I think that for some reason I always end up gravitating back towards like the NSYNC or like Backstreet Boys.
Oh, you know what? I'm lying then. So mine, it has to be I Want You Back then.
Yeah. See, like it's tough because
it has to be that song. Yeah.
And it's the songs that you may not even really listen to on a regular day basis, or like a song that you would like to. Or it may not even be like your favorite song by that artist.
You just know it.
But for some reason, that song just sounds 10 times better done on a live speaker with a mic and like just karaokeing. You know, it's cool. So something like that. Yeah, no, I can highly, highly recommend karaoke. It's not terribly expensive either.
No.
And it's a good time for a couple of hours. So, you know, definitely would recommend it.
Your love is like a river.
Yeah.
Peaceful. Oh, you know, they're getting back, apparently, together.
Really?
Yeah, but they have a song out.
Wow. Damn.
So are we going or what?
Is money hard now or?
What? Dude, fucking, I don't care if money's hard. Sell a goddamn kidney. We're going.
Money hard?
Damn. Fucking guy, I don't care.
Damn, that's fucking expensive tickets.
I don't give a shit.
That's for sure.
I need a bed, but I need to go to fucking NSYNC that's concert too. But
yeah, no, I can imagine.
Right? Fucking, we're going.
They had that that other retro concert a while ago with New Kids on the Block
and Backstreet Boys,
and somebody else came back.
Yeah.
But that was probably pretty cool.
That 98 Degrees too.
98 Degrees, yeah, that was the one I was missing.
Would you see them in concert? Were you
98 Degrees?
Of
course. I love 98 Degrees.
Why?
Nick Lachey?
I was listening to their stuff, and I'm like, yeah, it's all right.
Well, it's kind of like poppy, R&B.
R&B. It was leaning towards R&B.
Yeah. I don't know. I just like the long hair.
You like the what?
What?
I was talking about the music, man. What are you going on about?
I don't know. I thought they were pretty good.
Yeah.
98 Degrees, I thought they were good.
Yeah, I don't know. I think Lachey was definitely the star, but there were times he was trying too much. He was trying way too much in them videos, bro.
Yeah.
That's the Nick Lachey.
Sick.
You like that?
Oh, I love that. That's exact. The shoulder bump. Yeah.
Yeah.
They had it.
It's the Nick Lachey right there.
They had me.
Oh, what?
Hey, I would have bought their album. And their poster.
Oh, Jesus Christ. You know what? Let's carry on. Let's carry on. Let's carry on. What are you going to do in Atlanta, though?
I have no idea, man. So I'm going for a work conference.
Are you going with, like, but you're going with coworkers you know?
Yeah, I'm going with coworkers I know. So,
the turn up season is going to be real after.
Hopefully. I land in late on Tuesday, unfortunately. I'm there at like 11 at night.
At night.
We'll see if I can maybe go to the hotel bar just for the first night to get a drink and then
Jesus.
Go to sleep. Who wake up.
You're not going to go to the bar at Pearson.
Do the work. Oh, I'll probably be there.
Yeah.
But the. Maybe there on Tuesday at 8 o'clock, but land in on 11 at night or something like that. So I don't know how much time I'll have. And then the conference starts at 8 a.m. So I got to be up pretty early.
Yeah.
Ends around 5. You know, you got to schmooze clients and stuff like that at night, unfortunately. So if we don't happen to, then I'll definitely try to discover the city a little bit, maybe take an Uber to a place. I was actually looking up on YouTube, a bunch of different places to go out and eat, things to see, stuff like that.
What's the spot?
Supposedly, there's this one place called the Ponce Market. And the Ponce Market. Ponce. Yeah, Ponce. P-O-N-C-E. Ponce Market.
Ponce Market.
Yeah, and it's like a, it's almost like a big fucking food court. And they have like, almost like a round the year carnival kind of thing going on in the building as well. So like, if you can imagine like the C&E, from those who are from Toronto, the C&E food court with a whole bunch of different good ass food. And then if you go to another level, they have like games and all that kind of shit. So hopefully that's one place to do. Maybe I'll go check it out. A couple different bars I was reading up on. I actually went on the Atlanta Reddit. God, Reddit. But a lot of people are saying like it, they're like, man, it's almost hard not to find a bar that's not playing 90s hip hop and R&B. So they said that like, you can't really roll around in Atlanta. Yeah, you can't really roll around in Atlanta without hearing 90s R&B or 90s or like 2000s hip hop and stuff. So I'm excited for that. Hopefully there's some cool shit. I think there's actually a bar right beside the hotel called Reuben Rose or something like that. And I look
Ruby Rose?
Ruby Rose or Reuben Rose or something like that.
You know who that is?
No, I don't. But it looks pretty dope. So we'll see, you know. And then the Friday is the conference ends. I'm there for the night, and I have a free night. So hopefully I'll be able to discover Atlanta a little bit more.
LGBTQ presence in
Atlanta. Oh, really?
Yes.
I had no idea.
Yes. So who knows? Maybe that Ponce Market at night turns into the Dance Market.
But it was you know what's even funnier? So I actually went back and listened to Welcome to Atlanta. And for those who don't know.
Where the players play?
Jermaine Dupri, Ludacris.
What is it? A new ride on like every day.
But like if you watch the video, he like names out a bunch of different places and a bunch of different areas in Atlanta that I was like learning about. So like Decatur.
Yeah.
I can't name off any other ones.
Buckhead.
Oh, Buckhead.
Bankhead.
So they were naming off a bunch of different places. And I'm like looking up the maps on Atlanta and I'm like, oh, okay, so this is what he's talking about.
Yeah.
But then while Jermaine Dupri's verse, he's actually naming off places like Club 112, like a couple of the strip clubs that he was talking about and a couple of places to
eat. Are they even open, some of these places?
Yeah, I would assume so. It's Atlanta.
I think they probably close.
I don't know. I would think like Atlanta is one of those cities that don't really sleep, like kind of like in New York.
Yeah.
I would think there probably is always something to do in Atlanta.
Maybe, yeah.
Like every day of the week.
Remember, do you know what Freaknik was?
No.
Oh, youngin.
No, I don't.
Oh, man, you should have been there. Those were the days.
No.
Oh, boy. Freaknik? Ooh-wee. It's basically Veld, but like with a lot of booty shaking.
Damn.
And rims on 20s.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
You got it?
Got it.
Oh, yes. Freaknik, baby. But they shut down now. They used to be, they ran for like 30 years and then they shut down. But overall, that was it.
But yeah.
Go to commercial. We'll be right back.
Oh, God. Welcome to the Six.
Don't ask us directions because we don't know neither. Have you ever been to the CN Tower? No.
I haven't actually.
Right?
What are we doing?
If you're not from Toronto, if you've been to the CN Tower.
It's kind of weird.
That's odd. Well, it's an odd thing, but you know what? It's the damn truth. All right? Who in their goddamn mind wants to have go up all the way to their feet in the air and then look through glass and then stomp on that shit? Are you out of your goddamn mind? Who does that shit? I did twice in my life.
Oh, so. Wow. Damn.
Yeah.
Did you eat at the restaurant?
Not recently, but when I was younger.
Back in the day.
Yeah. I don't remember the food. But.
So go check out the CN Tower. If you want to see some glass, yeah, was... eat some food in a spinning fucking...
Don't go to the Niagara Falls one, though. That was ass. I remember that one.
I think I actually got food poisoning in that one.
It was some... The food was horrible.
Yeah.
It was not good. But again, that was ages ago. I hope, hopefully they've improved since, but I remember... You can't forget how horrible the food was. It was not good.
So yeah, Toronto tourism.
Yeah, Toronto tourism. Do you enjoy the inflated property prices? Inflated grocery prices, subtle racism here and there.
We got some pretty good restaurants. So.
Nice restaurants, not so, bad.
Pretty cool bars.
Sketchy people on the subway.
Oh, definitely.
On the bus.
People taking pictures streets. While you're driving.
Come to Toronto. It might sound bad on paper, but Drake lives here, so it's not too bad.
It's pretty bad. And we're back.
We back. Guess who's bizak? Back to the block when the hoes. Face mob, Matt, make me the hoe. You make me relax. Back when the park on the hoes. Because the street shit is all I know. Speaking of, you hear about what's going on with Jay-Z?
No, what did Jay-Z do? I thought that dude was
What Jay-Z didn't do is the problem.
I thought that dude's like so undercover that people don't even talk about him anymore.
Well, he had a recent interview and now people are judging him for it.
Oh, shit.
Now, Jay-Z, as we all know, is a billionaire.
God.
That too. Billionaire also. Yes. Married to Beyonce.
Beyonce knows.
Yeah. So he had an interview with Kevin Hart maybe like 2 years ago or last year, I forget, where he mentioned that it's awkward to discuss money with family. And he brought up a scenario, not that it's a real thing. He brought up a hypothetical scenario where it said, if a cousin of mine were to ask me for $4,800, I'd probably say no.
Damn.
And the reason being is it's a lesson that life, you know, money isn't free in life. You gotta either work for it or, you know, it has to work for you. And so, instead of you asking me for $4,800, why not just ask me to invest in a business you have for $4,800? That way it can turn it can make it into a return.
Interesting. Now,
the reaction was that people are saying, oh, he's so greedy. He's so, you know, how can he not do that to his own? How could he not give his cousin money? You know, he's family or she's family. Hypothetical cousin, remember. And that he has all this money. People are using their mathematics knowledge to calculate, saying that Jay-Z makes this and this every year. Jay-Z, you know, if he gives in $4,800, he still has this and this left, blah, 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 blah. So all of a sudden, all these motherfuckers are fucking, you know, joined in Mensa. And all of a sudden, they're geniuses when it comes to money. Now, here's the deal. All right, you folks that are giving people shit, that are giving Jay-Z shit about it. There's a reason why Jay-Z is a billionaire to this day. All right, he's smart with his money, and
incredibly smart
how to make money. Clearly, he's had his ups and downs. He came from the gutter, just like everyone has.
He used to sell snowflakes by the OZ.
By the OZ, it's true. He said it himself.
Hey.
It's on record. Snitched on himself. Could have went to prison. But
so these robbers live in.
Yeah. No, just snipping on it. But hey, he did it.
It's Jay-Z.
And he moved on from it. And now he's a better person. Although I'm not going to lie. These recent records where he talks about him going, you know, not paying his taxes as often and him evading his shit. You're playing with fire. You need to cut that out.
Lauryn Hill tip.
Yeah. Relax. But. You folks need to chill out with judging Jay-Z for the fact that he doesn't want to give you money. All right? I just went back to Ghana back in April, and I got these motherfuckers, some of my family. I was about to call them motherfuckers. That's crazy. Wow, that's wild. So I got
motherfucker some, family.
Yeah, I got funny. Some cousins out there that were asking me for money, and I had to tell them no. Because, look, I get it. You're in a rough situation. Some of them are in a rough situation. But at the same time, I'm not made of $1 trillion. I don't have a lot of money. I got a budget. I have to. All right?
Yeah.
And Jay-Z gave the hypothetical cousin knowledge. Instead of me giving you the money, what are you going to do with it? Pay a few bills, buy yourself something nice, and then what? What next? You're going to ask him for more and more and more. It doesn't work like that. We're not asking for handout out here. No, you got to work for your money. If you had a business idea proposition, and then he asked for that, of course. And then, yeah, he'll look into it. That way he makes money and you make more money. Can't be wrong about that. Nothing wrong about that.
Yeah, I definitely would see Jay-Z being the type of person to be like, if you're his cousin or like somewhat related to him or he cares somewhat about you in some sort of sense, and you propose to him some sort of a business deal as opposed to just going to ask him for money, then I think he would.
Right.
Like, he's there's definitely
there's a reason
come from,
why he is a billionaire today. Yeah. Because he makes smart decisions with his money. He doesn't just give it away.
Yeah.
Okay? He knows if he gives it away, that's money he's not going to see back.
Yeah.
All right? And then what are you going to do with the money?
Yeah, you can call him greedy all you want.
Yeah. Call him greedy all you want, but there's a reason why he's a billionaire and why you are where you are.
Cousin.
Cousin. Cuzzo.
Hypothetically.
Hypothetical cuzzo, of course. But all right? And all you people out there that's giving him shit because he's a billionaire, when was the last time y'all donated to freaking World Vision, huh? All you guys apparently, being in a better sense for... When was the last time you walked by a homeless person and you gave them change? You remember?
Remember?
They remember. Pepper Frond remembers.
Remember, like, oh, you know what that reminds me of? Like, back in the day, because Halloween's also coming up as well. And then the kids used to have those UNICEF things.
Yes.
That's just fucking jokes, man.
It's like, what the hell?
Trick or treat, you give them candy, and they're asking for a dollar?
You know what I mean? Ain't that some shit? Like, man, what the fuck? Hold on, I thought I had to give you some treats, and now you want to... Man.
I remember the school gave us those when we were kids, and I was like, yo, fuck all that. That's I'm like, this has nothing to do with money today. I'm just trying to get some candy.
I'm trying to get candy. I'm trying to get some cavities in the teeth.
Yeah. Too funny.
Unbelievable.
But yeah, stop hating on Jay-Z.
Yeah, stop hating. Stop hating.
Can't be hating on Jay-Z.
All right? Oh, I lost some respect for Jay-Z. Name me one Jay-Z record you like. Oh, Jay-Z is a horrible person. Maybe one of his albums that you actually bought with your own money.
Yeah. You don't care.
You don't care. You're not a Jay-Z fan.
Yeah.
You want me to name all Jay-Z's albums in order? Because I'll fucking do it.
Yeah, Jay-Z's like...
That is the God MC right there. All right? That is your rapper's favorite rapper. Okay? So let's be clear about that. You fans out there that are giving him shit, you need to look at your life in a better way. I promise you, if you even made $1 million, you are saving all of that money because you don't want to lose that.
It's so funny.
Trust me.
It's so funny how like the interview goes back like a year. Right? It wasn't
a year or two. It wasn't recent.
So it wasn't recent.
No.
And then like somebody went back,
clipped
it, and then blew it up on social media.
And then he's like, all of a sudden now he's an absolute
tyrant. Yeah, he's a fucking villain, literally.
Ha! You people have time.
Yeah.
All that time and effort to judge, but not enough time and effort to make money.
We all need to stop caring too much about other people's shit.
Right? And focus on your own shit.
True that.
All right. And so people of the internet, all of y'all are going on some people's kids today because you guys focus way too much on rich people's problems and not on your own. All right. You want to make the same money he does? Get to work. Stop making excuses. Like Kim Kardashian said. Can you imagine Kim Kardashian telling me to get off my lazy ass to work? I don't work enough. You believe that shit? Times I've come to. But you know what? There's a reason why she's a billionaire. Because she got off her ass and she worked.
Yeah.
She had a business proposition. She made it through. She didn't beg for money. She made a proper presentation for these. They invested and it worked out. Okay? That's about it.
So the internet,
y'all focusing on asking people for money? Ask your rich family members for money and see how that goes. Yeah, sure, I'll give you the money, absolutely. And then they go broke in 2 years. And then they ask you for money? Oh, sorry, dude, I don't have anything. Fuck you.
Yeah. on some people's kids.
Some people's kids, people of the internet. Shame on you. Too much time. Too much fucking awkward dancing and not enough fucking going to the goddamn indeed.ca and applying for jobs. Ah! That's all I got to say about that.
You know, there's one thing I do want to mention.
Go ahead.
You know, Canada actually made history this week.
Oh?
For those who don't know, Manitoba.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about Blue Jays, how we lost.
Oh, no, that too. We're going to talk
is
about that.
Is that history, though, or is that something? I brought no, up
that's
some dark
that's
shit.
Just brutal. Well, it made history for the Minnesota Twins. They actually haven't made the playoffs or won a playoff game since 2022.
So I'm so like glad we had to be
so
the ones
we had
to
be the ones to let
thanks,
them do that.
Thanks, guys.
It's like when Kobe dropped 81
God
on us.
Damn bastards. Unbelievable.
It was like when Kobe dropped 81.
Yeah. Thanks, yeah. Guys. Toronto, you did it again.
We're the worst.
Oh, lovely. Anyway, sorry for that. Go ahead.
But, so, you know, we live in Ontario, but for those who aren't watching, there was Manitoba politics going on with their premiers.
Oh, yes.
And they actually, from like 6 years of conservativeness, Manitoba's been a conservative province for many, many years, majority. But they recently just implemented somebody new. It is the very first Aboriginal Native American premier.
Native Canadian
that has ever been implemented into government.
That's crazy.
Fucking nuts.
Mental.
Like, I know it's not a huge deal to a lot of people, but like,
folks,
you think it's 2023?
Can you imagine years and years of white people telling you what to do, and then they finally recruit one of y'all own, and it's like,
literally,
we are in there.
Literally.
That is Barack Obama vibes. Yeah. Folks, this is a big deal.
Yeah, huge deal. And I hate to say it, but I don't remember the individual's name, and I apologize, but I will look it up and put it in the description for everyone to see. But congratulations. You made fucking history. That
you
is
did
huge.
It, homie. You did
huge.
It.
Huge. You think after 2023 there would be a Native American politician
running for prime minister?
Yeah, like running for something.
I don't know.
So they ran, and then they actually won it. Yeah. The first time after
ever.
Fucking
years.
Ever. Yeah, so it's like huge, huge feat.
Yo, y'all need to feel good because I remember those Barack Obama years. Y'all need to, y'all can walk the streets again and say, yo, fuck, yo, if a police stop you, you'd be like, yo, fuck you, my fucking premier is Aboriginal too. Eat, kiss my ass, suck my dick, bitch, and drive off. You should be on those vibes. Good for y'all and good for you, sir. Congratulations. Oh, another hit thing. The new speaker.
Oh yeah, we got a new speaker.
And he's a black man.
He's a black man.
A
that is
black
dope.
Man. As if Trudeau couldn't Trudeau enough. What does he fire someone because of his own fuck up? And what does he do?
Oh, we gotta get a black dude.
Oh,
in
we gotta
here.
Get a black dude in here now. I mean, like, come on.
I'm sure he's qualified. I actually listened to his speech when they implemented him in. Very, he's a great speaker. He speaks very eloquently. Good at what he does. There's no but.
And I'm just saying this. You know, just like, I don't know. But,
but
hey,
it is
congrats.
Very Trudeau thing.
Right?
Very true.
Come on. The other dude did not have to be fired, just to be clear. He didn't have to because, I don't know. This is conspiracy speaking, but All you other tinfoil hat wearers out there, y'all know who's responsible for bringing the Nazi in the goddamn speaker house. All right, let's not joke around about it. Let's not beat around the bush.
Yeah,
I'm just saying. All right, but I digress. Anywho, congratulations to the homie and the speakers. Next, we need a black dude in the Ottawa house, and then and then I too will have my Barack Obama moment. I'll drive off and tell police to suck my dick.
Huge.
Even though one of my boys was probably going to be the one to give me a ticket. But it's all good. It's all good.
Yeah.
That's a big deal. That's a big deal. Do you think you'd be a good prime minister for the country?
No, I'd be a terrible one.
Why?
I don't know. There'd just be Lupe stuff everywhere.
So tyranny, chaos, and anarchy is what you're trying to...
No, I don't even...
Streets are...
It's definitely a tough like job in itself. Like, absolutely. You know what, I was so I was listening to the whole like Manitoba thing that was happening recently, and the conservative premier that was running up against the NDP and the Liberal Party at the time,
he's NDP, right?
He's NDP, yeah. So he won it. So the Liberal,
that's left
yeah,
huh.
So the Liberal, no, not the conservative lady that was going up against the NDP, one of the biggest points that happened recently in Manitoba, that there was these two Aboriginal women that went missing, right? And in that part of Canada, for those who don't know, a lot of Aboriginal women, they get, you know, scrutinized. There's a lot of violence towards them. A lot of them are murdered, raped, all that kind of stuff. Right. All like the bad shit that you can possibly think of. They get it bad in those areas. So recently, two of them went missing. And pretty much there was an outcry from the community being like, we need to go check this landfill because that's where we found a lot of them before. Can we go check it? You know, using the resources of the government will pay for it, whatever it is. The conservative lady comes out and goes, no, we are not doing that. Wow. We are not going to use government money to try to find these two bodies.
That's some shit.
And you're in Manitoba. Manitoba is a very, very large Aboriginal community.
Yes.
And I definitely think that that was one of the biggest points on why she lost.
Yeah.
He came out, the NDP came out and was like, that was one of the first things we're going to fucking do with our money. Yeah. Like, I don't care what anybody says. Like, we got to go find our people realistically, right? So I'm thinking that people just probably had enough of that shit. Good for them. Good like, for good them, for them dude. For the outcry. Good for introducing your new premier. I hope that all goes well in Manitoba, and hopefully he makes some really good changes so that the province is succeeding. But yeah.
Good shit.
But it was just a crazy story in my head where it's like, man, you know your audience as premier.
Do you, though?
Well, you should. Well, I don't know if Ford knows us, but, you know, it's definitely a...
You don't know me, bitch. You don't know me.
It's definitely a weird moment in politics, in Canadian politics, which I was just found really fucking weird.
Well,
but
hey.
I wanted to bring that up.
Conservatives are going to be conservatives. At least she was blunt about it. And that's why you're louse. And that's why you're louse, so...
Oh, you know what's one thing we also forgot to bring up?
What?
Canadian censorship on Canadian podcasts.
Oh, damn.
Yes.
That is
that includes us. That affects us.
Folks. So the government's watching. The government's be watching.
I don't know if it's like a new bill that got passed. I didn't get to look too much into it.
Bill I don't think it has anything to do with Bill C-11, but I think, well, I know Trudeau just told the CRTC to be like, hey, watch out for podcasts. See what the hell they say.
Watch out for Canadian podcasts. Yeah. So they're pretty much listening right now.
Yeah, well, you know, but hey, you know what? CRTC. Oh, lucky for you folks today, you guys get a double whammy for some people's kids. Listen here, folks. For episodes upon episodes, me and Ryan here have been speaking freely, comfortably, and in trying to entertain y'all.
121 episodes to be exact.
Every week. For 121 episodes, we've been trying to entertain y'all by just simply being ourselves. And that's what we're going to continue to do. We're not going to stop. We're not going to change ourselves. We want to, but if we are going to change ourselves, it's going to be for the better, not for the government's reasoning. So, Mr. Government, Mr. Trudeau, if you are listening or not sending your lackeys to listen to us, this is me and my tinfoil cap. You want to censor us because we want to say some shit? You go ahead and attempt. We ain't going nowhere. All right? This is the blank, bitch.
It would be.
We got puzzles. And you know what? You want to have? You want to be a problem for us? This is the blank. We solve problems. So you go on ahead. CRTC, find an episode and tell me you didn't laugh at least two of them.
You can't be laughing at our episodes and try to close us down.
Yeah.
That's
can't
not right.
Chuckle. That ain't right. You can't just be like, oh, I can't let them out. That's funny.
Yeah, I was thinking that, like, imagine being shut down. Like,
can you imagine
get an
us
email.
Getting a letter in the
honestly,
mail?
Honestly, like, I wouldn't be surprised if that's how they're doing it. Like, if you get some sort of email, because our email is out there for business purposes.
Yes.
We get a message from, like, YouTube saying that you guys are being taken down for, you know, misconduct in relation to like the CRTC's regulation or like new legislation that just passed within Canada. You guys are now being censored and you guys can only have a certain amount of episodes up or something like that. You're definitely going to hear from us if that ever does happen to us. Something that we do have to watch out for. We're not going to watch out for it, but it's more just like,
we'll keep
advice.
Our ear to the streets. Yeah. We'll keep our ear to the streets.
But, like, I can only imagine.
That dude I was taking a picture earlier with the CRTC.
Honestly.
Wow.
But But I can imagine the amount of like backlash that is going to happen, especially from content creators that do happen to have podcasts.
Absolutely.
And I'm sure it doesn't only fall under podcasts, but that's one thing that we saw in that sort of news article. Mm. But the amount of like, let's say, far right podcasts that are on, you know, in existence in Canada, though, the Fuck Trudeau podcasts, all the fucking, what's the People's Party of Canada podcast, like all of that kind of stuff. Like, we believe in the freedom of speech and the freedom of expression. So like, they should be in existence and allow themselves to be able to have that. But
although many may not agree with them,
if the CRTC comes out and goes, you know, these guys are spewing hatred or fucking violence against, you know, the LGBT community, or like causing like fucking rigors in society or whatever it may be, they actually will probably close those podcasts down.
Like, I don't, which like, is crazy. Honestly, at the end of the day, free speech is free speech. I think that's what made Canada great in the first place, for us to able to express our feelings regardless of, you know, of how we may feel. I feel like the fact that we are able to express ourselves freely, knowing that, you know, our voices are heard, is always a good thing. Mm-hmm. And with the examples that you said about, you know, the attacking of the LGBTQ, and, you know, the whole death threats against a prime minister. Okay, so you make these things big deal. What? I don't understand. What's the big whoop? All right. But at the end, no, but jokes aside, it's concerning that at the end of the day, our voices are now being minimalized simply because we're hurting feelings of the office, because we don't like how, we may not like mm-hmm. how things are run over there. It's borderline dictatorship, and it's concerning. I'm just hoping the CRTC is not as
harsh
as people are expecting them to be. Now, I'm hearing things that it's not that serious, but at the same time, if you have to censor anybody because of how they their opinions on the government, that's it's pretty concerning. So
if Carlson and I ever stop putting up episodes,
we're dead.
For any other reason,
we have died.
We're dead.
They have
avenge our deaths.
Yeah. So
avenge our deaths
and tell our families we love them.
But I don't know. It would be an interesting kind of thing to like be shut down. That'd be very fascinating.
That would be very
I'm not saying I would like to lose the podcast that way, but it would be like, man, we are going up on top.
Like, wow. we're getting crazy. Attention. But
it is pretty crazy.
It's odd. At the end of the day, teach their own. You know, we hope y'all know what you're doing out there. And for all you content creators out there, stay strong.
Definitely.
All right. Well, you know, we got this, guys. This is only a temporary thing, and we'll be free. Shoot, maybe Elon might run and then free everybody. You know, who knows? Even Elon's saying that Trudeau's getting rid of free speech.
Yeah. Well, like, there's a lot of, like, stuff that's been, like, very negative Canada stuff as of late that I've seen,
he was
like,
here
on media.
Today, I think.
Elon?
Trudeau.
Oh. I had no idea.
And some dude came up to him and called him a buck tea. Only in, I think we should add to that in the tourism ad. Only in Toronto do we call our leaders of the country a homeless person.
But yeah, like even like I was on YouTube yesterday, or something like that, and then like you know like your recommended feed, there was like two videos on like these influencer people or these people on YouTube being like 10 main reasons not to move to Canada.
Oh boy!
Or like 10 main reasons why Canada is like declining, in society or something like that. And then there was another one on like the housing crisis in Canada. So oh, it's boy. Like, I wouldn't say that it's like a weird algorithm. It is a weird algorithm, but it's just, there feels like there's a lot of like negativity being pushed towards, you know, even Canadian citizens kind of thing. Like there's not many videos that I've seen on my recommended feed being like 10 reasons to move to Canada. You know what I mean? But we'll see. It's interesting.
It is.
Carlson and I have definitely, we've lived there our whole lives, and we've seen a lot of different changes and a lot of different movements. And
but this one is,
this one's it's an interesting one. So if we do get shut down, then avenge our deaths.
Yeah,
please.
But before that, the battle is on. The war wages on. Are we ready? All right. Trudeau don't want a roast battle with me. He don't want it with me. He don't want no smoke with me. All right. So get your smoking patch on, sir. You don't want it with me. And if you eliminate our goddamn show, you listen to every single episode and you still want to eliminate us, then I'll tell you this. Sir, you must have COVID because clearly you have no taste.
Beautiful.
Right? Anywho, I'm going to end it on that.
Yeah, that's all I got to say today. All
right. Well, thank y'all for tuning in this week. We'll keep y'all posted what's going on next week. The journeys of both of us going our separate ways. You're going somewhere again in November, you said?
Yep. Where are you going? I will be out in our capital, Canada. I'll be in Ottawa.
Oh, are you protesting the truckers there too?
No, unfortunately.
Oh, okay, that's unfortunate.
But I'll be out in Ottawa.
He was there 2 years ago. And he's
at the end of the month.
Ryan's a big trucker fan, so he supports everybody.
Take my bank account. Oh, freeze my bank account.
Oh, shit.
But yeah, no, I'll be out in Ottawa, so nice. We'll figure out what first, we're going to do. First, oh, I've been to Ottawa.
Okay.
But it will be one of the first times that I actually remember going. Because I think I went, the last time I went, I was like a child, literally like 5 years old or something like that. So it'll be interesting. I'm also out there for a bit, hopefully to get some cool content. Maybe I'll take some Canadian historic pictures. But yeah, sorry, there's going to be some missed episodes potentially in the next couple of weeks just because... Fucking conference season, man. It's bad.
Or we're dead because the government.
Or we're dead. Yes. Avenge our deaths.
Yeah.
Please.
Anywho.
Oh my God. Why would I end like that?
I'm Carlos.
I'm Ryan.
And this is a blank with Carlos and Ryan. Maybe our last one. Who knows? Anyways, don't forget, y'all. Just like there. Fill it in.
Peace, everybody.
Bye.